This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Here the Sheikh speaks about al-ilm wal-ulama, clarifying what al-ilm and also who the ulama are. And likewise al-fiqh, what fiqh is and who the jurists are, right? And also clarifying those who try to resemble them or try to imitate them, but in reality, they are not scholars and they are not jurists. And then he quoted two verses from the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal calls out Bani Israel, calling them out, telling them to remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. What were the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Bani Israel? That is in conjunction with this. Who can tell me? What did Allah Azza wa Jal send upon them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, He gave them the scripture and He also sent them prophets, people of knowledge to guide them out of the darkness into the light. Right? Allah is telling them, we gave you all of these favors and even then you went astray. Even then you went astray. How did they go astray? Right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers and my sisters, he told us, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَئِمَّةُ الْمُضِلُّونَ. That which I fear the most for you, again, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to his companions, which also we have to take inspiration from. Don't think it was only for them. No, it's for everyone else that comes after us all, my brothers and my sisters. That which I fear the most for you is al-immatul mudillun, misguided leaders, misguided scholars, those who may try to behave or conduct themselves as if they are scholars or people of knowledge, and in reality they're not. And there's a lot of them on TikTok, guys. It is so easy today to give da'wah. Just open an account, say a little bit of ya'ni, huh? Right? Drop a couple of Arabic words and everyone thinks you're Shaykhul Islam. Right? You're the Mufti of TikTok. Right? And this is not spoken about enough. This is why, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to mention some of the characteristics and traits of people of knowledge that we need to look out for. It's a common question that people tend to ask all the time. But before I do that, another hadith that I want to quote, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ. There will indeed come upon you years that are treacherous. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ. A liar is believed. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. And the truthful one is rejected. He's seen as the liar. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. The khain, the treacherous, deceitful individual is trusted. وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا مُؤْتَمَن. And the one who's trusted, my brothers and my sisters, he's seen as someone who's treacherous. وَيَنْطِقُ الرُّوَيْبَضَهُ. And the ruwaybada starts speaking. قِيلَ وَمَا الرُّوَيْبَضَهُ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who is this ruwaybada? قَالَ الرَّجُلُ التَّافِهُ. A very lowly person. يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَةِ. You see him speaking about the general affairs of the Muslims. Isn't this exactly what we have today, brothers and sisters? Any random individual speaking about matters. If Umar ibn Khattab was alive, he would gather the participants of Badr and seek their consultation. But any Dom, Dick and Harry is coming out and just saying whatever he wishes about the deen of Allah. And then you got the Gen Z generation on TikTok, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. Right? You don't know where he's taking you. This is the problem of this era, brothers and sisters. Commenting on just about everything. Just the other day, subhanAllah, me and the Sheikh, called Sheikh Abu Bakr Zod from Australia, we were discussing some aspects of social media. How it is such a great fitna to feel the need to just what? Huh? Convey. Or just to put out content. And this is a disease. I just have to put out content for the sake of it. I have to remain relevant. I have such a big platform. I just have to give out information. People are waiting for me. So he just gives them anything, just to keep them in touch with his videos and engaged. هذه مصيبة. It's a calamity. We always talk about the virtues of giving da'wah, right? How so many people are gonna act upon it and then you're gonna get the reward. Spreading falsehood, spreading that which is wrong, is also as bad, my brothers and my sisters. Right? Everyone that follows you up on that misguidance or that video that is going to be on your scale of bad deeds. And once you go into that grave, those sins are going to continue. It's a big mas'uliyah, a big responsibility. Not should we shouldn't only think twice but thrice the moment we put out the video. So here are some of the characteristics of my brothers and my sisters. Number one, هو داعية إلى التوحيد, someone who calls to a tawheed. Someone who calls to a tawheed. Wasn't this the occupation of the prophets? وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Every single prophet that was sent, the core message that he came with was what? Worship Allah and stay away from shirk. Stay away from the taghut. At-tawheed needs to be the core of his da'wah. And then they also address the social issues. Does that make sense? That's a very distinctful, important trait that the caller to Allah Azza needs to have. At the end of the day, my brothers and my sisters, we are speaking on behalf of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to follow his blueprint. I can't just do things how I want. Right? Number two, my brothers and my sisters, this person has to be a person of khashya. Someone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the knowledge that he has. It's not just lip service, my brothers and my sisters. If the ilm that you're learning is not causing you to become better, to act upon your knowledge, there is a big issue with taking knowledge from this kind of individual. Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, كَانَ الرَّجُلُ إِذَا أَرَادَ يَأْخُذَ عَنَ الرَّجُلِ. Back in the day, if they wanted to take knowledge from someone, نظر في صلاته وفي حاله وفي سمته ثم يأخذ عنه. He would look at his prayer. He would look at his situation. He would look at how he carries himself, how he conducts himself. Then he would take the knowledge from him. Is he someone that is acting upon his knowledge? Or is he someone that is just giving out information? Right? There's a verse in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ. Right? What was the verse? أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about قيام الليل, standing up in the night. And right after that, he speaks about the people of knowledge. The scholars, they connected here these two matters, that a person of knowledge or someone cannot be an alim unless he's praying in the night. That's the least someone who gives da'wah or a student of knowledge should be doing. You're not like everyone else, right? You're not like everyone else. You need to be doing more in private than that which you do in public. Does that make sense? Number three, my brothers and my sisters, تلقي العلم عن الراسخين. You take knowledge from those who are firmly grounded, those who have spent time studying. Not someone, my brothers and my sisters, who took a course or two on social media and now he comes out and starts giving fatawa on TikTok. Right? Or someone who just went out to read from books. Imam Shafi'i would say, من تفقه من بطون الكتب ضيع الأحكام. Someone who just sits with books and takes in information, this individual, my brothers and my sisters, right, he will forsake the ahkam, the rulings of the deen. It's very, very important that this individual has been spending a lot of time seeking knowledge. Right? Otherwise, he might end up giving you something that he has understood simply because he hasn't sat at the feet of scholars. Imam al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Kana hadha al-ilmu shay'an sharifan." This ilm was something that is very, that was very honorable. He said this knowledge was very, very honorable. And he's saying this in his time, who is from amongst the tabi'een. إِذْ كَانَ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِ الرِّجَالِ يَتَلَاقَوْنَهُ وَيَتَذَاكَرُونَهُ. Because they used to take it directly from the mouths of scholars and men. They would go to them, they would sit by their feet, and they would take that knowledge directly from them. فَلَمَّا صَارَ فِي الْكُتُبِ ذَهَبَ نُورُهُ وَصَارَ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ. When the ilm was documented into kutub, right, into books, right, the light of knowledge disappeared, it diminished, and just this knowledge was being read by random individuals and then being preached. Now put that into perspective, my brothers and my sisters. He said this then. What do we have today, guys? Huh? Sheikh Google, sah? As soon as I need an answer, I just quickly put it into Google. Or I ask any random individual and then he comes and gives it to me. Brothers, wallahi al-azim, fear Allah azza wa jal. You go on to these lives on TikTok from random individuals, right? Who all might be giving out a hadith here and there. Great. But that doesn't mean that you should start asking them questions about the deen. Well, I was told the other day, subhanAllah, a brother started giving da'wah in universities and he's giving fatawa about talaq. It is issues pertaining to divorce. Now because he's got a platform and whatever have you, he's answering questions about talaq. And then when he was told, don't do it, his response was, no, I've learned it. I know the answer. We have a sheikh in Al-Medina. His beard is thick and white, guys. Old in age. Blind. You ask him about it, he goes, no, go to the courts. Don't ask me, go to the courts. The moment you ask him about talaq, go to the courts and ask them, not me. I fear Allah Azza wa Jal, brothers and sisters. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, ما أكثر ما ينقل الناس المذاهب الباطلة عن العلماء بالأفهام القاصرة. He goes, how common is it that one quotes different views from the madahib and he quotes the ulama but with an understanding that is flawed? Oh, he says, oh, that sheikh, he said X, Y, and Z. And in reality, he didn't. The reason why this individual is quoting him in this manner is because of him misunderstanding what the sheikh has mentioned. Because of a little bit that he's learned, some Arabic that he's picked up, thinking, khalas, I've understood what he's saying. Right? Even there's a line of poetry where the poet says, وَكَمْ مِنْ عَيْبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا أَفَتُهُمْ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ السَّقِيمِ. How common is it that someone criticizes something that is right, and the reason why he's criticizing that which is right is due to his bad understanding? Or maybe because he doesn't have a holistic understanding of that which is being mentioned. How many traces that? Huh? How many traces that? Four or three? We've taken three, one number four now. Number four, my brothers and my sisters, أن لا يكون من أصحابي تتبع الرخص ومن المتساهلين في فتاويهم وتعليمهم. That he's not someone, my brothers and my sisters, who's like very easy going, oh, halal, halal, halal. Don't worry, it's fine. The great scholars of the past, they used to warn against these kind of individuals. And they used to alert the people not to take knowledge from them. Ibn Muflih, he said, يحرم التساهل المفتي. Right? It is haram for a mufti to be so easy going, oh, don't worry, it's fine. Halal, go ahead, no problem. The deen's easy. Yes, the deen is easy. Right? But not where you start giving people the rukhsa. Yes, there are maybe scholars, my brothers and my sisters, who said something that was completely out of touch. 99% he was right, but there was maybe... Abshir, ya Sheikh. Abshir. 99% in that which he said was correct. But then he had this fatwa that is shadh. A fatwa that is very rare, strange. 600 years ago, the Sheikh gave this fatwa. But you're living today, you say, oh, but that sheikh said this. Akhi, he's got 99% right. One thing that he got wrong, now you want to act upon it or you want to tell people that it's okay for them to do? Right? This is now following what? Ar-rukhas. Following the permissions. Before I move on to the next trick.
trait and quality of who we should be taking knowledge from. Can someone give me the first four that we just took? What were the first four that we just took? What was the first one? MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair. The brother mentioned someone who's known to be calling to Tawheed. This was the message of the prophets, right? That should be the core of his da'wah. Alongside, of course, also addressing the social issues. Number two. Someone who acts upon his knowledge. Khashya. Right? Someone who acts upon his knowledge. Number three. Okay, that was maybe that comes on the second one. Yeah? No. Someone who's firmly grounded. Number three is someone who's firmly grounded. Right? Not someone you just saw popping up on TikTok, brothers. Number four. Someone who's not just known to just give easy answers for the people. Does that make sense? Number five? I haven't taken it yet. Tayyib. By the way, all of these qualities, I took it from the ulama. Right? Number five, my brothers and my sisters, أن يكون له باع طويل في تلقي العلم والاجتهاد في تحصيله. This individual is known to have studied extensively. This person is known to have studied extensively. Don't get it confused with the other one that we mentioned, which was, I believe, number three. Someone who's firmly grounded, it was. This one is someone who is known to have studied extensively. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi quoted some of the people in his time. He said, قَالَ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ مَا يُفْسِدُ الدُّنْيَا. That which destroys the dunya is the following. He says, نِصْفُ مُتَكَلِّمٍ وَنِصْفُ مُتَفَقِّهٍ وَنِصْفُ مُتَطَبِّبٍ وَنِصْفُ نَحْوِي. He goes, half of all of these four individuals that he mentions, but they are half there. They're not full there or fully there, they're half there. The first one, my brothers and my sisters, right, is نِصْفُ مُتَكَلِّمٍ, someone who's half learned. He said, هَذَا يُفْسِدُ الْأَدْيَانِ. This person is going to destroy people's religion. He's only half there, right? He's only half there. The second type, or the second individual that he says will destroy the dunya, is نِصْفُ مُتَفَقِّهٍ, someone who's half of a jurist. This person will destroy the country. Like, he might say, oh, this is how it should be done. He ends up destroying that which ends up taking place. One is from mutatabbib, someone who's a half doctor. You know, when he was in the Medina, I remember something. They would tell us, all of the guys who work in the dentist, they bought their certificates, right? Allahu a'lam where they got that from. So the students would be terrified to go to the dentist. Out of fear that their tooth would be ruined. Allahu a'lam, that was just a rumor. I'm just telling you guys, you know. I think everyone gets the sketch here, right? He's half a doctor. He's half learned when it comes to knowing the medical side of things, right? What he ends up doing to people's bodies. Let me ask you guys a question. If someone now identifies as a doctor, or he forges his certificate and then starts working and then he ends up killing someone, is he held liable? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من تطبب ولم يكن بالطب معروفا فأصاب نفسا أو دونها فهو ضامن. Whoever acts like a doctor, but he's not qualified, and then he ends up killing someone, or he ends up injuring someone, this person is held liable. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, and by the way, I like qawaid al-fiqhiyah, that's why I bring these things in from time to time. What if someone is not learned, and then when he goes for umrah or hajj, he tells someone that you need to pay them, You done something wrong, so you have to pay the penalty. And then he ends up paying £100. Later on, if he comes back and says, oh, this guy gave me the answer, which was wrong, is he held liable? He is held liable. Right? هذا جزاء من تكلم بغير علم. Very common. You're in the haram. People come up to you. Did I do it wrong? Do I need to pay a penalty? Just random. Just because I have a bitch, she's coming up to me. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know where I studied. Very common. And they're going up to random individuals. You see them walking around the haram, just people going up to everyone and anyone. And then sometimes you hear a guy, one time I overheard a guy saying, yeah, you got to pay them. I told him, ittaqi Allah, ya akhi. Because you have to pay a penalty. Over something that she done out of forgetfulness, like she used soap. And he's telling you got to pay £100, go pay over there. But no one's going to hold him liable, right? Because he's going. He's a random individual. Nobody knows where he's going. Nobody knows where he's from. Meskina, she's paid £100. Number six, my brothers and my sisters, and you تلقى العلم ممن يقدر العلماء ويحترمهم. To take knowledge, my brothers and my sisters, from those who appreciate the ulama and respect them. They honor the ulama and they respect them. This one's very, very important, brothers and sisters. Someone might have knowledge, but he's someone who's got a problem with his tongue. Always ripping into others or belittling others or trying to tear them down. Look what Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. It's a Shafi'i masjid, right? من أحب أن يفتح الله عليه أو أن يفتح الله على قلبه ويرزقه الحكمة فعليه بالخلوة أو أن يرزقه الحكمة لأنه معطوف على أن طيب ويرزقه الحكمة فعليه بالخلوة وقلة الأكل وترك مخالطة السفهاء وبعض أهل العلم الذين ليس معهم إنصاف ولا أدب. He says, whoever wants Allah Azza wa Jal to open up his heart and to grant him wisdom, upon him is to have times when he has private time or seclusion with Allah Jalla fi ula. You know when you're alone just with you and Allah Azza wa Jal? And he eats less. وَقِلَّةِ الْأَكِلِ Not filling up your stomach, huh? Till you miss Fajr. Right? وَتَرْكِ مُخَالَطَةُ السُّفَهَا And to stay away or to abstain from hanging around with foolish people. وَبَعْضِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ And he says, some people of knowledge. أَلَّذِينَ لَيْسَ مَعْهُمْ إِنصَافٌ وَلَأَدَبٌ Those people of knowledge who don't have fairness and they don't have etiquettes. They're badly mannered. Why is that, my brothers and my sisters? If someone is always ripping into others, he has a very loose tongue, it's only a matter of time before that begins to rub off of you. Alaysa kadhalik? Isn't that so? Man jalasa janas. Right? Whoever sits with a certain type of people, it's only a matter of time before he picks up their traits and their qualities. Alaysa kadhalik? This is very well known. It could be a drug dealer that you hang around with. Right? It could be a woman that's always on social media displaying, you're going to end up doing it. It could be someone who uses a type of rhetoric. It's only a matter of time before it begins to rub off of you. Right? This is why Imam Shafi'i is saying, even some people with knowledge, because of how he behaves and how he conducts himself, or what he says about other scholars and other students of knowledge, it's going to end up affecting you. Ibn Asakir, he says about his own sheikh, أَنَّ شَيْخَهُ أَبَا عَامِرَ الْعَبْدَرِي كَانَ يُسِيُّ الْأَدَبِ مَعْ عُلَمَاءِ السَّلَفِ كَالنَّخَعِي وَمَالِكِ وَابْنِ عَدِيِّ He had a teacher, and this teacher was very badly mannered. When speaking about Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, who's a mountain of knowledge, and also Imam Malik, and also Ibn Adi. One time, Ibn Asakir says that he became furious with him, فَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ ذات مرة وقال إلى كم نتحمل منك سوء الأدب up until when will we continue hearing this bad manners from you, right? Up until when should we, right, continue taking this from you? تقول في النخع كذا ومالك كذا وفي فلان كذا. You say this about Imam Malik, you say this about Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, you say this about that guy. إنما نحترمك ما احترمت لأمة فإذا أطلقت القول فيهم فما نحترمك.
We will only respect and honor you as long as you respect the scholars. And the moment you stop respecting them, we will not respect you. Right?
He had enough. Constantly hearing him ripping into others.
Right? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, you guys, I can see, Allahumma barik, you packed out the masjid today. You have the zeal to study. Sometimes you will go to certain lessons around London. Half of the lesson is about what? Oh, so-and-so is this, so-and-so is that, so-and-so is this, so-and-so is that.
بلا برهان ولا حجة.
No evidence whatsoever. Looking to tear people down, حسدا وبغيا. Out of envy, right? And oppression, violation. Scaring the living daylight out of you.
Also, Ibn Rajab, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْعِلْمِ النَّافِعِ from the signs of beneficial knowledge. أَنَّ صَاحِبَهُ لَا يَدَّعِ الْعِلْمِ
that the one who possesses knowledge, he doesn't claim to have knowledge.
وَلَا يَفْخَرُ بِعَلَى حَدْ
he doesn't boast about the knowledge that he possesses.
وَلَا يُنْسِبُ غَيْرَهُ إِلَى الْجَهْلِ
and he doesn't start saying, oh, this guy is ignorant, he doesn't know, he doesn't, yeah. Doesn't start behaving like that.
إِلَّا مَنْ خَالَفَ السُّنَّةَ فَإِنُّ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي غَضَبًا لِلَّهِ لَا غَضَبًا لِنَفْسِهِ
except if someone now is going against the deen. He clarifies to the people, أخي, this is wrong. He shouldn't be saying this. This goes against the Quran and the Sunnah. He does this for Allah's sake, not, right, to feed his ego and his whims and his desire. Or maybe because he's envious about that individual, he's looking to tear him down. Or to make him look bad in the eyes of others.
And then he says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ عِلْمُهُ غَيْرُ نَافِعُ
as for the person who doesn't have beneficial knowledge,
فَلَيْسَ لَهُ شُغْلٌ سِوَى التَّكَبُّرِ بِعِلْمِ عَلَى النَّاسِ
this person is just too occupied and that which he busies himself with nothing other than belittling others and calling them ignorant.
وَإِظْهَارُ فَضْلِ عِلْمِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ
وَنِسْبَتُهُمْ إِلَى الْجَهَلِ
and constantly showing people, look, I got knowledge, I got more than him.
And so is not that, you know, he's like this and...
No.
As for today, my brothers and my sisters, تجد المتعالم.
Right?
Someone who acts like a person of knowledge, belittling others who are mountains.
He says, نحن الرجال وهم الرجال.
We are men and they are men. Who is he talking about? The four great imams.
Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam... Ahmed,
just as they can have a view, this is my view. This is my view.
Man anti akhi.
This is how he's speaking about these great mountains.
Yes.
Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi did say, right? Hum rijalun wa nahnu rijal.
They are men and we are men as well.
So we can have our positions against their positions. But who was he speaking about? He was speaking about those in his time. And he has every right to say that. But today you find a guy who's living in today's day and age. Wallahi, the bad manners that he, you know, adorns himself with when discussing or when speaking about the early scholars as if they have no knowledge and he has all of the knowledge.
Al-Asr al-Khamis.